The Brant and Sherry Oddcast, sponsored by Fellowship Home Loans. To find out more about the radio show or to order Brant's book, Blessed Are the Misfits, go to BrantHanson.com.
Greetings to you and welcome to the program. My name is Brant. In case you're new to the show, I like to tell people this. I'm on the autism spectrum. I have Asperger's syndrome. Maybe you know some people that have it. When you know that, A, it can help you understand where I'm coming from quicker. Mm-hmm. Also, I'll say things and I get people going, I cannot believe you said that. Or that was, and I don't realize that it was that big of a deal. Because there's a bluntness that comes with this. Mm-hmm. It actually has helped me in my career, I think. And I point that out in case you've got your own stuff. Maybe it's not Asperger's or autism or something that you have to, you know, grapple with. Mm-hmm. But it might be something else. And it's weird how I do see how God has used my seeming weaknesses to be a blessing to people at times. Mm-hmm. So just want to throw that out there because it may be the same for you. In fact, I suspect it will be. It's that time of year. There's always this controversy. People don't like it when I point it out. I'm just speaking the truth. That candy corn is terrible. And I know people will defend it. Okay, I like it. I like it.
Well,
okay.
I think it's just because it would be better if you said, I don't like candy corn, other than saying...
Okay, but some things are objectively terrible, are they not?
Yes, that's true.
Okay, so this is my thing. Like, I get there's nostalgia. I get that it ties into the season.
Yes.
We like the season. It's a beautiful season.
Mm-hmm.
But if I create... And I wish I could do this. I wish I had the wherewithal.
Mm-hmm.
To just take candle wax and make them into, like... autumn leaves, like like into a stencil of autumn leaves, and then color them red and yellow or whatever.
And then tell you to eat it.
And they go, oh, hey, it's autumn leafies. And then I think there would be the same percentage of people that are like, oh, yeah.
I love leafies.
Oh, they're so good. We always get a bag of autumn. It's candle wax. Doesn't matter. This is awesome. Hello, I am Brant Hanson. I struggle with depression. I talk about this from time to time. There's a lot of people who struggle with it too. Here are the things I do about this, just so you know, in case you're new to the show. I eat a banana every day. It's supposed to help.
Okay.
I think it does. I don't like bananas either.
All right.
So that's me choking one down for the team.
Yeah, I think, because I remember we were all traveling somewhere. We're in the airport.
Yeah.
And you got a banana.
Yeah.
And I was standing there with your wife and I was like, I don't understand what's happening. Yeah.
And that's a good lesson. Let's say you're 4 or 5 years old. Mr. Brant eats stuff just because it's good for him. And he eats it all up.
That's right.
Second thing, I exercise every day, and I've done that for years. The side benefit is you feel like you're in better shape. It's great. But my main thing was I need the mood help.
Yeah.
So I do that stuff. So there are certain things that I'll do. I know, too, I'm going to be particularly down or depressed after a big event I've been planning for, or a trip, or like something. I know I'm gonna crash. Mm-hmm. It happens like clockwork. I see that coming. I bring all this up to say the biggest help to me is knowing that there's joy even when I'm depressed. There really is. I'm not saying that because it sounds like a religiously correct thing to say. Like, even though I struggle with this, there is simultaneous joy. At the same time, I feel down. It's because big picture-wise, I know I don't have to take myself that seriously. And I can also speak to my depression and say, why are you so downcast, my soul? Put your trust in God. He's good. He loves you. I'm telling you, again, it's going to sound too pat. Some people don't want to hear that. But I'm telling you, it's true. Like, I'm a joyful person even as I struggle with this. I don't know if you've seen these people. They like jump around and go through hoops and stuff or fly around on trapeze. They have a Cirque du Soleil.
Yes, yeah.
It's French.
Okay.
It means Circus of the Soleil.
What is that? What's of the Soleil?
I don't know. Look it up.
You just made it.
But anyway, I've never been interested. In fact, I'm a little creeped out by the whole thing.
Why?
It just looks creepy to me.
Okay.
I can't handle it.
Okay.
It puts me in that circus creepy space. I just can't. Some people like it.
Like a clown?
I know it's amazing.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But now I'm interested.
Why?
According to the news today, they are adding a robotic dog.
Okay.
Yeah, so I'm in.
Sounds
like Sherry's out. But I'm totally in now. Now we have robots and dogs. There's this big controversy about whether or not Kanye West is a Christian or not.
Mm-hmm.
And because he's marketing some Christian-themed music and stuff.
Mm-hmm.
We've mentioned this on our podcast, but I thought I would take the opportunity now because I don't know if his album's dropped yet or not. It's supposed to be dropping on us sometime soon.
It will be dropped upon us shortly.
But I see this, again, from like people are intelligent believers just going, well, I don't think he is because of this, and I think he is because of that. So people are like, well, I think he's just using Jesus' name to make some money. And our take, I know Sherry feels this way too, our take on this is, we don't know.
Yeah.
Don't need to know. God knows where people stand. And the other thing, I will say this too, it's a little weird to go, well, he's using Jesus' name to make some money. You know how many people are doing that?
Yeah.
And they're not necessarily coming from that background of mainstream artists. So they could be in the Christian realm too. Like, we don't know. You don't know. So what I do is I listen to a song and I'm like, hey, that's great. It made me think about how good God is. So again, not telling you how to think about it, but I will say this. There is that scripture in 1 Corinthians where Paul is writing and he says, I don't even know my own heart. I certainly don't know yours. I'll let God sort it out in the end. That's in scripture. Hope you're ready for this. It's time for Brant's three things today. It is three things that having faith in Jesus means. And before you're like, faith in Jesus, like some people, they can just turn off because it's so religious sounding. And it sounds like those words we've heard a million times. If you're in church, if you're not in church, it sounds like something off The Simpsons.
Yeah.
Like, it's too bad. Here's what it actually means. Just three ramifications of actually putting our trust in Jesus and believing he's who he said he was. But here's one thing, one aspect of having faith in Jesus. If I have faith in Jesus, I will trust him to shape me, to change me. I want him to change me. That's what it means to have faith in him. I want him to change me. It's not just I have this idea of somebody who signs off on everything I do or just makes me a good person or something. Like, no. I need to change. So I'm going to trust him. I have faith in him. I'm going to trust that his ways are better than mine, even if I don't understand it. And I'm going to be humble enough to be correctable. I'm going to allow him to speak into my life, and I'm going to trust that he will change me. Here's the second one. To have faith in Jesus means I believe that he knows how to live best. Like, he knows how to live. So if I get to observe his life, I get to read the Gospels or see how he interacts with people, what he's actually concerned about, I trust, if I'm putting my faith in him, that's, he knows real life. He knows how this is going to work. He knows how I can not be caught up in anxiety or not be constantly caught up with bitterness and not be, like, he's showing me how to live, and he knows it best. He designed this thing. So I have to have faith in that. And I'm gonna look at him and go, all right, how can I be an apprentice of this man? What it means to have faith in Jesus, talked about a couple, there's a bunch, I'm just listing three. But here's one thing. Having faith in Jesus means you will be childlike because he's the king. So if I'm putting faith in him, it's not as just another friend that I have. Like, I'm putting faith in the fact that he's who he said he was. And the kingdom is here because he's here and he's actually with me and he knows best. So that forces me to become like a child. It forces me to become humble. Finally, it's really hard for people to be humble. There's fake humble too, or it's, we can talk the language. I can do this. But there's another humility well beyond that when it's just me and him, or it's just you and him, that you're laying yourself out there honestly, trustingly, knowing that he's got what's best in mind and you don't know anything. I mean, that's what I'm asking you to consider doing. Finally giving up the whole thing where I got this under control, because you don't, I don't, he does, and that's wonderful. Just thinking about the holidays here and with the treat season coming up for the kids, shoppers spend an average of $88 per year on treats.
Wow,
that seems high.
That's a lot of money.
Really, really high. But you can avoid all this. I've floated the idea of doing info packs.
Why are we doing info?
There's some resistance, including from staff of the show. There's some resistance even
yes,
now.
Yes, but listeners have also resisted this.
There's been some resistance from listeners as well. But think about this. Okay, forget. I was talking about like doing 3x5 cards, and you give those away. They have information about different subjects.
And somehow you think a kid will appreciate that more
than
Snickers.
I would have loved it. Wouldn't have loved it.
Okay.
But what about, forget the 3x5 cards, what about little scrolls? What if you have little scrolls? Tell me kids don't want a little scroll with information?
about more than candy.
You could do like a timeline of like the language tree, like Proto-Indo-European into, you know, different language groups.
If you do that, I'd get some security for your house.
Okay, I will. I will. I'm going to get some of those video monitors and stuff so that there's no graffitiing that goes on or anything of that sort. Just a thank you to Fellowship Home Loans for sponsoring our podcast. They really appreciate what we do. Mike and Brian are pretty awesome. I've gotten to know them just a little bit, and I really, really like them. If you're interested at all, you need to get a mortgage or maybe refinance or something. They're very creative, and they listen. In fact, people so enjoy working with them. They've had multiple situations where people on the phone, like they're getting a mortgage or something, like, hey, can I work with you guys? Can I work for you guys? Wow. And they've actually hired people out of that, like two people in their office. They just really like people and enjoy them. And they like thinking creatively with you. Anyway, here's the phone number for Fellowship Home Loans. It's 800-804-SAVE, 800-804-SAVE, or just go to fellowshiphomeloans.com. Big new trend. Maybe you're doing this. Not judging. People are financing sneakers and sweaters increasingly. Like you get it on a payment plan at the store. Like, I'm going to buy these shoes, but I'm going to get them on a payment plan.
Okay.
Which, in the scheme of things, you could be like, yeah, isn't that like a credit card? Yeah, it is. Mm-hmm. But still, it's just kind of weird. Mm-hmm. I feel like somebody needs to... Sorry.
Oh, boy.
This is not a slam. Okay. I appreciate his thing. Mm-hmm. But somebody needs to check on Dave Ramsey. Because if this news
he's
crosses
somewhere
his,
like, so I told you all.
Crosses his desk. I don't know how he's... just check
on
him.
He's been trying so hard.
The blood pressure. Just like a just general physical out of concern.
He can't be doing well.
We need you to do well.
I remember when I was younger, much younger, and I'm dating myself here because Sears gave me a credit card, which I'm sure they regret it this time. But I bought clothes because I was getting a new big girl job at a bank. And I was like, I need these clothes and I'll pay this off it. Mm-hmm. And that bill went on and on and on and on. And literally for about 6.5 years, I paid for those khaki pants. And that sweater. Six years I paid for payments. On khakis.
No, let's see. Okay. I could do this with my money. I need to invest, but I still have my pant payments. I got at least 6 more months of pant payments. But once the pant payments go by, I think I'm in the clear. So many people struggle with depression. You might be one of them. I certainly am. And I've written about this and I've talked about it on the air. I always have struggled with this my entire life. So that said, there is this thing called joy, and it comes even in the midst of my depression if I, I'm just going to talk about me.
Okay.
It's not a slam on anybody else. Mm-hmm. But if I take myself less seriously, mm-hmm. I instantly feel more joyful. Mm. I get worse when I'm taking myself real serious. Mm. I hope that makes sense.
It does. And give me a working definition of joy again, because I love it.
Persistent sense of well-being. And that's inexplicable without God. Mm-hmm. There's no reason for that. Mm-hmm. But I can look at all the other circumstances and go, okay, brain chemistry, this is how I feel right now. Oh, I think I'm the worst. Oh, okay, blah, 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 blah. But that's me. Mm-hmm. And it's all going to be okay because God is good and He has the big picture. I can take myself less seriously. The frustrating thing about Dave Ramsey, the finance guy, is he's just right.
Yes, he is.
He's right.
Yes.
So when we talk about this, people are financing their shoes, financing their sweat, like one item at a time with a store. It's like, yes, his mind is going to blow because he's right.
He is right.
Like, just wait till you have the money and then buy it.
Yep.
But we're not into that.
That's very true.
But the truth is, like Sherry was just talking about when she financed her...
My pants.
She got some pants at Sears. Her first credit card was a Sears credit card.
Yes.
So she had pant payments for like six years.
35% interest on those pants.
We laugh at that, but like, think about everything I put on my credit card. If I'm going to have monthly payments, it's literally like, what am I paying for? I'm paying for Madden 17, a video game.
Yes.
But now here it's Madden 20, but I'm still paying.
For 17.
Yeah.
It's like true.
All of that stuff. I'm making payments on all of that stuff. He's right.
This has been the Brant and Sherry Oddcast, sponsored by Fellowship Home Loans. To find out more about the radio show or to order Brant's book, Blessed Are the Misfits, go to BrantHanson.com.